Hey, Scott, this is ProtoMan730 from the forums. And I'm here to tell you about a grievous, grievous error you have made about your so-called facts. Now, in previous shows, some people have said that Spock is in Transformers the movie, and you have expressed extreme... Let me start over.
Scott, I think again. Just a quick observation. Since you seem to make a point of offending some group with every show, you might want to offend the Slinky people. You've missed them. You know, because some people are like Slinkies. They're not really good for anything, but you always laugh when you see them tumbling down the stairs.
I will always listen, even if you offend Mexicans.
One crappy line.
From the snowy peaks of the Rocky Mountains, through the harsh Colombian jungle, and all over the damn American South, this is Extra Life Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Extra Life Radio. This is Scott Johnson. I will be your host for the fine program. This is Extra Life Radio number 94, if you can freaking believe it, for June 20th, 2006. And here we are again with yet another show. We have lots to talk about, but before we get to everything that we're going to cover today, I'd like to say that the show is sponsored in part by YouBuyNow.com. Check out YouBuyNow.com and GeekArmor.com. They're all kind of under the umbrella of Brian Welch over there. And don't forget to use Extra Life as your code. You'll save 10% on either of those two sites. The show is also sponsored in part by ArcadeTown.com. Go check them out. They have tons of cool free stuff. And pretty soon here we'll have some spots set up with them that you will really enjoy. Targeted directly to gamers everywhere, especially those listening to this fine program. Anyway, welcome everybody. And let's just jump right into it. We have with us as always...
Let's just step right into it.
Who's it? So let's just step right in with both feet. We have with us from missiondeep.com, Brian.
What's up?
Brian, hello.
That's me.
That would be you.
Hi.
And your comic is going well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's doing well. Yeah, had a little bit of trouble getting enough time to get everything done last week, but pretty much back on track, and tomorrow we're going to see Obsidian's guest comic.
Yes, I'm very excited about
nice
that.
To help me out there.
I've seen a preview, and it's pretty mind-blowing, actually. His art
is
freaking
awesome.
Yeah.
I heard you were supposed to do one for Friday, but I don't know.
I'm kind of backing down now.
He's going to ask O to do a second one and just blow you off. It's going to be like...
Dude, I'm a little freaked out, though. Seriously. That is such a great take on your characters that I've really got to kick it up a notch. I need to cordon off like 4 hours of my day tomorrow and figure out how I'm going to do it. But anyway, so welcome to the show. And as always, from the Wang of America, Andrew from theinstance.net. Andrew, hello.
Hello.
How are things?
It's good.
Good. You're all soaked up from being in the pool all day. I have no sympathy for that. now, you may notice that we're minus one Colombian of our normal one Colombian.
As opposed to us normally having eight
this
on
is
the
true.
Show with us.
We're actually starting about 20 minutes late or so because we've been waiting around for Obsidian to show his ugly head in Skype, and he has not done so. And because he's in Colombia and because... You know, you never know what's going on down there. We have no way of getting a hold of him, really. Besides the internet, the way in there is like, what? A freaking bottle with a note in it?
A monkey?
Yeah. Send a monkey down there? So we haven't heard jack crap.
It sticks a note in a monkey's butt.
But what sucks is
I actually have
a couple of questions this week for him that we're going to have to answer in his stead, in lieu of the Colombian.
We're guessing it has something to do with the fact he's doing that commission-thon this week.
Yeah.
And he's got that webcam and the chat built into it, which I was on there harassing him earlier today. And it seems like it might have buckled his bandwidth.
Yeah, we think maybe his provider has saw the traffic and said, dude, you're not getting that for what you pay us a month. However many thousands of pesos that is. So,
it's freaking awesome, though. Have you seen it yet, Scott?
I have,
and it's pretty cool. He's got. We do have a question about the way he holds his pencil later, and so do I. My gosh. I wish he was here to answer that.
He pays for his provider. I think it's two chickens, a pack of bananas and seven baboons.
Whoa,
is
a whole
what he
pack
pays
of bananas.
Month.
A whole pack
I'm
of bananas.
I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, thought, hey, honey, grab me a pack of bananas over there, would
I kind
you?
Of thought they were a bunch, but maybe not.
Oh, so just because O's not here, everyone gangs up on me now. So.
That's your new job today. Well, anyway, we miss him. If he does come in the middle of the show, Andrew is ready to add him to the call. So we'll keep our eye out on a lot of you listen to the show for O, and maybe our downloads will drop a whole lot this week. We'll see. I don't know. Anyway, so welcome to the show, and plenty to talk about and go over this week. And as always, you know what? That doesn't count because Obsidian's not here, so I'm not going to answer that. I did want to just tell a quick story. before the show, Andrew told us that he washed and dried his phone today.
Yeah.
Andrew, give us the 411 on that situation. How'd that go?
Basically, apparently I forgot to take my cell phone out of my pants when I got home from work, and we threw the wash in there, and not only did my phone go through the wash, which it might have been usable after just getting wet, letting it dry off, but it went through the dryer.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
So I ended up spending about an hour of my day off running up and buying a new phone and getting it configured.
Whose fault was it that it got washed? Was it yours for leaving in whatever you left it in, or for washing it? And not checking.
Blame the chick.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's like,
does she listen to this podcast?
Yeah, she listens to the podcast all the time, and it was kind of like, I was like, oh, you didn't notice it? And she's like, and what she said was when she brought
are
it
you an idiot?
When she brought it into the bedroom, she's like, you left your phone in your they got washed.
So, that's awesome, dude.
Okay, I saw the dirty pictures on here and
exactly
so I washed
on
it.
Your little camera. But that's the whole point. This story reminded me of a much worse one with cell phones. And I always like to take a pretty bad cake and then frost it. So here's my opportunity. The other day, it's more like the other month. This is many months ago. I had a phone. It was a Motorola something or other, just one of the standard contract ones. No, not a big deal. But I was in the bathroom at work and had it's pretty common for me. And at least a couple times a day. And I usually take my DS in there, but that's another story for a different time. I saved the
One touches Scott's DS.
I know, for various reasons.
I finally beat level or world 5 in the Mario Brothers thing today, but that's not the same story.
But that was because I had tacos.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, a little extra time. But anyway, so I'm in the bathroom and I kind of had done my business, and let's just say it was an eventful trip, right? We had some
Were you doing your taxes?
Some good production. We had some good production. Business.
He was dropping kids off at the pool.
Exactly. Two kids, to be exact.
Dropping some kids off the pool. I like that. I don't think I've heard that before.
Put a couple of U-boats in the harbor, as they say. And so I stand up, and I didn't notice this, but my phone was kind of hanging out of my pocket, flies kind of up in the air, and it's like slow motion. It was like, and I'm fumbling for it, trying to, and it bounces off my hands. Exactly. tumbles like twice and then plunk right between the two U-boats. Now listen, it gets worse. So not only does it fall in the toilet, but I got to fish it out of there. It's the only phone I have, right?
I would have just flushed it.
It took all that I had in me. But I closed my eyes.
Not much since you were done.
Literally. I'm going to say literally. It took all you had in you.
I closed my eyes. I rolled up my sleeve and I went for the plunge and I got that phone out of there. Now,
but it took them two tries.
The bottom line is, man, the phone worked for about another week and a half before I got another one. And
it worked. How do you know that? I would have.
All he got was really crappy calls.
I know, dude. You beat me to the joke. But no, that's true. I always told people that. I said, "Oh man, this phone's awesome, but it sure makes crappy calls."
It was the original crap line.
Yeah, admittedly, that's true. So what's funny is I dried it out with a blow dryer. Totally worked for a while, and then every time somebody would ask me to borrow my phone, they'd say, "Oh god, dude, can I use your phone?" Sure. So I'd hand the phone over to them, and they'd sit there and use the poo phone right there on their face, and they'd get done with their call. And they'd get done with their call, and I'd say, "I'll have you know, that phone's been right between two turds."
Oh, worst story ever, man.
I got a worse one, but I'll save that for another show. But that was a pretty good experience. So thanks, Andrew, for inspiring me to remember my stupid story. Good times. Okay. I got to make mention because I got Doug over the weekend. Not for Extra Life.
Doug.
Not for anything else I'm doing, but for, well, it is something I'm doing, but the mydrawings.com site got Doug on dig.com on Saturday, I think, Saturday afternoon. And it
awesome.
Hit the front page and went bananas, and the site went down a couple times, and we got it back up. And
man,
anyway, we had we ended
the,
up
some
with,
of the new artwork on there is freaking awesome.
Oh, it's amazing! Like that eye I put up today. Oh,
yeah,
that work is great by that Kareem guy. Anyway, some of it really sucks. Most of it is really cool, and I'm happy to take the suck and the cool. I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
But the point
and,
is
and
that
if you suck, you know who you are.
Yeah. But the point is, mydrawings.com seems to be taking on a kind of viral quality. People are digging it. We're going to be adding messaging and all kinds of cool community features here in the next week or so, among some other things. But so it's still a work in progress, very beta. But the point is, it's kind of addicting. People are enjoying it. They like being showcased. They like voting on other people's drawings. It seems like it's going to turn out to be a pretty cool thing. The reason I bring it up here on the show is because I want to encourage anybody on who's listening who hasn't checked it out to go check out mydrawings.com and doodle with the rest of the world. It's social doodling. There you have it. That's my plug of the day. Anyway, thanks to whoever put that on Dig, because that ended up just exploding. We ended up like 2 million hits that day.
Good Lord.
Yeah, our Alexa rating awesome, went through the roof. We were all over the place and now we've got a really steady, strong stream of people. Something like... And that afternoon alone, we had 600 people actually create accounts, which doesn't account people just looking at drawings. So pretty excited about that. Anyway, just wanted to make mention of that. Also, if you haven't had a chance, check out the blog and look for the Marlon Brando Superman thing.
Oh, I watched that.
Yeah, what did you think about that? That was pretty cool, I thought.
I was very impressed with how the work they did in order to basically recreate,
how were the
bring
graphics?
Him back to life.
Yeah, the graphics were
very
excellent.
Impressive.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited about that movie, and I like that they used the old Marlon Brando character face version of what's his name?
Well, they used his face, and
Jor-El.
From what I've read, they used a lot of footage, like actual audio footage. There was like all kinds of other lines that were recorded that were never used in the original movies.
Yeah.
So they had all this audio, but they needed to be able to recreate him to go with the audio.
Yeah, it kind of created...
Is it just me, or did...
What?
Is it just me or the old Marlon Brando like he was storing nuts in his cheeks? Is it just me?
No, I think
not
he
just
was.
You, dude. I think he actually was. Yeah. Don't you think he was
think
putting
he
it
was.
Away and he was worried?
Because
that
he was...
Hello, something for later.
He was, you know, the apocalypse was coming, so he was storing them up.
My son, you will wear a codpiece for many years, blah, blah, blah. But you know what was great about it is it looked as real as can be, and I really thought they dug the guy up, moved his mouth around. That's what I thought. But
yeah, I mean, sure, it did look real. I mean, if I ever seen an alien in crystal talking,
yes.
Well, Scott knows he's seen aliens.
Yes, and speaking of aliens, in another bit of news, I'm really excited about this. Although I haven't seen anything to prove that it'll be good or not, but we found a bunch of information on this Heroes show that's going to be on NBC.
Oh yeah,
yeah. What do you think about this, Brian? Sounds like a cool idea.
I think it sounds really cool. Of course, you know, most of it seems stolen. You know, they've got the cheerleader, whoever is unbreakable, as they listed on the site and that kind of stuff. But I think overall, if they do it, I think they can.
The only thing
really knock it out of the park.
The only thing that worries me about it is I was looking at how young some of the people look like, and I was worried that it might turn into a superhero
OC?
Version of 90210 or the OC.
Yeah, we don't want that. Superman and the OC. You know what, though? No. What looks good about it to me is they're taking the best things about the X-Men. I mean, they are ripping a lot of ideas off. But if they have good writing and they can pull this off, I think the idea of waking up with mutant power is a great idea. I got no problem with it. Bring it. Bring it on, brother.
Some of them seem kind of lame, but... And they seem to be spaced out all over the world, too. So I'm wondering how they're going to follow that.
Yeah,
and like
another thing,
each
though,
one, or they're gonna...
that makes me look at it and go, too much ripped off, is a lot of it reminds me of the show that was on the USA Channel, the 4400.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the
and
people
that's still
were, where they were taken by the aliens, they get brought back, and then everyone has everybody has a certain... special power now.
And that has a pretty good cult following too.
I haven't seen any of the new ones, but the whole first season I watched and really, really liked it. I lost touch with it because it was like it was on 1 year, then you know, disappears for like a year, and now all of a sudden it's coming back.
Yeah. Well, here's some of the tagline stuff. They say, quote, they thought they were just like everyone else until they woke up with incredible abilities. That's a terrible line.
I know.
Hey, look, I can make a DP.
Hey, look at this. All of a sudden, I know how to change the oil in my car.
Exactly. You know? Suddenly, they're very smart about household functionality. But anyway, it says, in Japan, a lowly office worker can teleport at will. In New York City, a struggling artist can paint the future. I don't know what that means. I guess it's like predicting it with paintings.
The only thing is they've got to really be careful because they're so close to like getting – I mean, it seems like they're going to be coming really close to either at some point getting DC or Marvel after them.
Yes,
you know?
That is true. We also have a line that says, in Los Angeles, a disoriented beat cop can hear the thoughts of others. Elsewhere, a high school cheerleader discovers she is unbreakable. Very nice use of the word. And a single mom realizes she has a powerful alter ego. Heroes collide. Oh no, Chronicles the lives of those people or these people and the lives of others like them whose destiny just might be saving humankind.
I mean, I'm definitely going to give it a shot. I'm going to watch it.
My kids are knocking on my freaking door. Hold on a second. I'm pausing. Okay, go ahead, Andrew. Keep going.
Oh, I'm on the Heroes webpage, and it says that not only, you know, you're going to have your, you know, Mondays at 9 on, NBC.
NBC,
but
yep.
It says if you go to NBC.com, they'll have exclusives, and they're going to actually have an original animated graphic novel that goes along with the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That ought to be lame.
Yeah, that ought to be...
you know,
and my first what's thought funny is it could is be I cool, kind of, but who's going to do it, dude?
I don't know. It doesn't say, but I kind of agree with Brian. I got a funny feeling it's going to be stupid.
Now, if they said, okay, Dark Horse is doing it, or somebody at Marvel who's famous is doing it, a good writer over there or something, that's fine. But what this sounds like is freaking sugar cereal box top type stuff.
Yeah, it's probably going to be like Steve who works out of the back of his van.
Good point. Okay, one other bit of news. We're covering a little bit of news today. Sorry about that, everyone. It gives a rat's ass.
Dare us.
Sony has launched a new Sony Entertainment Online or Online Entertainment, whatever it is. SOE has put out a new podcast because they're all the kids are doing it today. It's the rage.
Yeah,
you know?
Apparently.
That thing sucks. If you get a chance, you guys, listen to this thing. It's a steaming pile of poopy. It's terrible.
Poopy.
Anyway, I just had to make sure everyone knew about that.
It's just Sony going, join us. Oh, I got
those commercials get on my nerves.
Which ones?
The subliminal Sprite commercials?
No.
Subliminal.
Oh,
subliminal?
Those are weird. Those are really
on my freaking
odd
nerves.
Oh, I had my I had a geek moment with my stepdaughter today.
What happened?
I was trying to find. I'm trying to find this game. Remember that game, Impossible Creatures, where you could like genetically manipulate. It was an RTS.
And oh,
you could,
yeah,
like,
yeah, I remember.
Collect DNA of animals and splice them together. Well, I was telling her about it, and she wanted to see it, and she wanted me to try to find it to buy it. So I couldn't remember.
So I got in my DeLorean with the flux capacitor.
No, so I'm browsing the web, and I'm like, I couldn't remember the name of the game. And so I was like, maybe EA makes it. So I type in EA. I go to the EA webpage. The minute she sees the logo, she goes, challenge everything.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
You're washed.
Yeah.
Brainwashed.
So, that's awesome, dude. Speaking of EA, this just happened today. I found out apparently EA is buying Mythic Entertainment.
I heard about that, yeah.
The people that make,
Dark Age
of Camelot, and they're the ones currently working on Warhammer Online. And one of the places where I saw the news was Evil Avatar, and it was funny because he made the comment, he goes, poor Warhammer, we hardly knew ya. You know,
so hold on a second, is this Warhammer based on just Warhammer or the Warhammer 40,000 thing?
I don't know, it's just, I think it's just Warhammer in general because it's called Warhammer Online.
Well, we'll see, I guess. I kind of like the Warhammer 40,000 thing.
Indeed.
Just reading that, EA or Sony, it's kind of like the lesser of two evils. Who's going to get there? Or actually the lesser of three when you have EA, Sony, and you have Vivendi Universal. So it's like, you know.
Well, they sound to me like a bunch of jerks. And speaking of jerks, we got a phone call from Dusky complaining about our Jerk of the Moment segment. So let's hear what she has to say.
Hey, Scott. Dusky here with a comment on Jerk of the Moment. I didn't get a good vibe from that segment, because it takes away time to talk about all the really cool geek things you guys talk about, like, How about I get back to you on that? But anyway, I really think that complaining about stuff that's not cool takes away time for you guys to talk about stuff that actually is cool. Anyway, I still love you guys. Have a great show. Ciao.
Okay, ciao.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, it's so dusky.
Does nobody,
dusky.
Nobody,
jerk of the moment.
Nobody likes my nobody likes my jerk. Well, obviously she doesn't like jerk of the moment. The question is, what does everybody else think of jerk of the moment? Is it a stupid thing? Was it lame? Am I now the jerk of the moment?
I think you'll never run out of jerks to
have
on,
your moments.
Well, my idea was not, I'm not even going to do it every week. I'm going to do it just when someone is deserving of being the jerk
when,
of the moment.
When it's like something, you're driving home and some guy cuts you off and he's like on the cell phone and he's got like a dead hooker in the back and you know, stuff like
jerks.
That.
Dead hooker jerks.
I guess the point is, we just don't care who makes you angry. So.
Oh my gosh! All right. Well, we're gonna do this posthumously because we don't know. Well, I shouldn't say that because it's not like he's dead. Yeah, it's not like
Scott
he's dead.
Scott doesn't. He's,
oh,
once
I
again,
see Obsidian. I see Obsidian. He's on the thing. We're gonna add him real quick. Hold on.
I don't even know what posthumously is. What is it?
I'm pausing.
He's like
hang
freaking
on.
Out. He's
okay. With us on the line finally is the grand entrance of the Colombian who comes to us from by way of Mexico. Obsidian, you made it to the show. Hello. And he's lagging.
Hey, Scott.
There he is.
I made it.
He's got some lag. Everybody will understand. We've had worse lag on the show before, but he's had all kinds of crazy problems today. And hopefully, it just makes it through the show because nobody likes an Extra Life Radio without I mean, come on.
That's right.
Up till now, it's just been a.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's been a scrappy moment for all of us. All right, so here's. Well, let's do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to Ask the Colombian.
All right, Colombian. We have a couple of questions for you.
Yeah, here I am.
The first one deals with your current commissioned-a-thon... A thong?
Athlon? Athlon?
You haven't been able to say that, huh?
I can't. Commissioned-athlon. It's a new AMD processor. I don't know what's going on.
It's still beyond you.
Oh. Commissioned-athlon.
Anthropologalon.
Okay, so he's been doing this thing where he's drawing constantly. This is the short of it. He's drawing all the time. He's got a webcam up and a chat room up, and apparently it made the whole internet reboot today. But the point is, it was a really cool thing that he's been doing, and a lot of us have been watching him draw, and it's been pretty fascinating to watch him. But there's one weird thing we have to address, and a caller asked the question. So here's that call.
Oh. Why do you hold your pencil like a monkey?
Okay.
Why do you have the monkey death grip
so
on that thing?
Why, unless people have seen it, this might be they may think this is weird that we're talking about it, but if you've seen it, it's like, that's an interesting technique I've never seen before. So tell us about why you hold the pen, quote unquote, like a monkey.
Hello. Well, I think the real reason I hold my pen the way I do, which is, for people that haven't seen it and that won't see it, I'll just describe it quickly. I basically grip it with my thumb and my index and my middle finger, and I guide it with my ring finger and my pinky.
Yeah. Wow. You're holding
on
for dear life,
it looks
like.
It's pretty
mixed up. It is actually a very
tense grip. But, well, I don't know. I mean, ever since I started holding a pencil, I've held it like that. In school, all my teachers would try to get me to stop holding it.
I can see him struggling now. Like, they hand him a pencil, he gets and he just mangles it. Ah,
yeah, like,
no.
Hector.
No, oh.
I'm putting you in solitary
confinement. Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe you guys that are, like, even older than I mean, you know that... Well, I don't know if this used to happen in the U.S., but here in Colombia, back when I was a kid, if you didn't hold the pencil in a certain way, they considered you even retarded.
Yeah, really? Yeah, exactly. That's really? What I was going to say, yeah.
I don't remember that.
You can't even hold a pencil, retard boy.
So wait a minute. The way you handle it is the correct way? Because if it is, I'm screwed.
No.
No. The way I handle it is supposed to be the retarded way.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, good. Good. Well, it's definitely a fascinating style, and anybody who hasn't seen it, we'll try to track down a picture. Maybe I can get a good screenshot and put it for the podcast post or something, because something to behold.
All I got to say is, after he sent me that guest strip, I'm going to start drawing like that myself.
Oh, my gosh. It's beautiful.
Yeah, like We saw your guest strip, O, and it is freaking amazing.
Yeah, people are going to really dig it. I've got my work cut out for me this Friday.
Scott, before we started recording the show, Scott saw it, and he's like, I don't even want to try now.
No, I don't, like, dude. I was just going to wing some piece of crap out there and hope it stuck.
Well, at least you're honest.
Yeah, at least I'm honest about it.
Who's a retard now?
Yeah, who's a retard now, baby? We got one more question for you about Transformers. This comes from our favorite geek girl, Kristen, from the Manic Mommies podcast. Check it out.
Hey, guys. This is Kristen from the Manic Mommies podcast, and I have a question for Obsidian. What are you wearing? Okay, no. Seriously, that's not why I'm calling. I'm actually calling because a couple of shows ago, you were talking about the upcoming Transformers movie, and I'm still stewing about the fact that Bumblebee is not going to be the Bumblebee that I remember, the cute little yellow bug. So anyway, I'm annoyed, and it's going to irritate me the entire movie when I go to see it, because, well, God forbid that I not go see it. Anyway, love the show, enjoying every single geeky minute of it. Bye.
Okay. Thanks, Kristen. Hey, you know what? We need to put this to rest, actually. The reason, as I understand it, they couldn't use it is because Disney holds the license with VW for the bug. And they can't use the likeness of the bug without paying VW, but VW has a contract with Disney because of the Herbie crap. I swear that's what I've read and heard.
But the thing is, it's like...
They could have a contract on something better.
Yeah.
It's like,
I mean, to know that you can't have it because of the love bug, I mean, that's depressing.
Yeah, it is a little depressing.
But the thing is some of the stuff, like the picture I saw of what Megatron's going to look like as a tank, that looked awesome.
Yeah.
And it makes a lot much more sense than the big giant pistol and stuff. But with certain characters, it is going to kind of suck because Bumblebee always was a yellow Volkswagen bug.
Yeah.
Bumblebee.
Bumblebee.
Anyway,
what was the question anyway? I didn't perceive any question there.
There wasn't a question for you. As it turned out, the question was only, what are you wearing? And then she retracted that and went on with the whole Bumblebee thing. So I guess it wasn't really.
So
a
she wanted to basically she wants to know what you're wearing right now.
Yeah, but we do have a comment regarding
right now. I'm wearing only my dignity because it's all I have left.
Yes. Now,
is
last
a black shirt.
Yeah, wait. You're wearing a black sweater with a T-shirt underneath. Oh, sorry. I did that again. All right. Len piped in, who lives, of course, in Cleveland or near Cleveland. And he's talking about that whole Cedar Pass or Cedar Point or whatever it was. Cedar Point. That Obsidian talked about last week.
Last week.
Yeah, he had a little comment about that. Check it out.
Scott. Obsidian, Andrew, Brian, this is Len from Jawbone Radio, just listening to your latest show. You talk about Cedar Point. Man, that place rocks. If you've never been, that's only like about 45 minutes away from where I am. And the phones are ringing off the hook. It's amazing. And also, I wanted to let you know, if O is in the area, we'll definitely want to go to Cedar Point with him. So that's it. I got to go get Cedar Point's on the line. Bye.
So, if you ever you're back in the States and you're in Ohio, he says call him. He'll go with
you. I'd definitely love to go.
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, he was asking why I was talking about the Millennium Force last show when there's better rides right now, and it's because when I went, the Millennium Force was there wasn't any of the new ones.
Yeah. We call that
That's
the Millennium.
That's totally irrelevant, isn't it?
Yeah, completely irrelevant. The Millennium Force? Does it have anything to do with Star Wars? Millennium Force? Or no?
It was probably the year 2000.
No, that's...
It's
the year 2000!
No, but I'm serious. Is it like... It's not like a Star Wars ride or something, is it?
No.
Did you hear Andrew make a comment about it being a, you know, some kind of Star Wars ride?
No. Did he?
Then the geek answer is no.
All right.
I got a bad feeling about
this. Wait a minute. The ride is called the Millennium Force, and you suddenly conclude it's a Star Wars ride? Did you come to that? I mean, how does it come to that?
It has just Millennium in it, like Millennium Falcon, whatever, and it also has the word Force. So I thought maybe it was some kind of Force-y sort of Millennium Falcon-y
Professor
sort
Falcon.
Of thing.
You know what?
That has got to be...
Scott just lost more geek credit.
It's not possible. It's not humanly possible.
That has got to, you know, You know, now that you say it, I've always wondered, and maybe Andrew can answer this to me. I mean, I've always been a big Star Wars fan. Sometimes I feel like I'm the only Star Wars fan left. But, Andrew, can you answer me this?
Yeah.
Why is the Millennium Falcon called the Millennium Falcon?
Because it was built during the Millennium, and all the Falcons in the future look like that.
Wow. That was awesome. That answer rocked. Just kidding.
I was kind of hoping for something more interesting, but sure, that works for me.
All right, we're going to take a quick break as we are at the halfway point. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about a lot more things. And before we do anything else, we're going to play a new segment between now and then called the Crappy Commercial of the Week. This is coming from a listener who has a desire to show us crappy commercials. And he may do this each week. We'll see. So we'll play that, then we'll play a quick spot from you by now, and then we'll be back with more here on Extra Life Radio.
Welcome to Crappy Commercial of the Week by Dune. Ever wanted something of yours to be at least be 7 inches longer than what you already have? Well, in this commercial, they're selling you exactly what you're looking for.
And now 7 inches longer.
Of course, this commercial really isn't what you're trying to think about. It's really about a car.
Introducing the all-new Dodge Durango. Big size, smooth ride, heavy power.
Of course, this commercial was banned due to its phallic nature. I mean, you have two guys whizzing in the bathroom, and then one guy looks down at his own thing, and he's like, whoa, maybe I should get something new about that. Of course, you don't really know what anyone's talking about when you're behind a stall.
Man, that's big, isn't it? Just got it. 7 inches longer. Handles great. I love the way it looks.
And power. I take this bad boy in. I get respect.
You'll get some respect with that. My girlfriend loves it.
Of course, to tell you the truth, that guy in the bathroom stall looks pretty doubtful what he has. Here's the entire commercial so you can get the entire gist of it and the reason why it was banned in the first place.
Mike, check this out. Man, that's big, isn't it? Just got it. 7 inches longer. Handles great. I love the way it looks.
And power. I take this bad boy in. I give it respect.
You'll get some respect with that. My girlfriend loves it. Introducing the all-new Dodge Durango. Big size, smooth ride, heavy power. And now 7 inches longer.
You should come by tomorrow. I'll be waxing it.
This, of course, has been Crappy Commercial of the Week. Hope you tune in next time, where I'll evaluate some other really bad commercial, essentially a crappy one. Thanks a lot, and stay tuned.
Hey everybody, welcome back. We are taking a little time out to talk to our good friend Brian at YouBuyNow.com. Brian, how are you this week?
Very good.
Good. We missed you last week. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect from You Buy Now right now.
Well, we got a couple of cool things in this week. We have the new Boba Fett statue from General Giant.
Oh, very
General
nice.
General Giant always does a great job with their statues and busts.
Yeah. How tall is that thing?
It's about 12 inches.
Woo! Very cool.
So it's a big one.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, we don't have it now. It's on the site available for a pre-order, but tomorrow we'll be getting in the second series of Superman Batman figures from DC Direct.
Oh, very nice. Now, I understand that over on your other site, geekarmor.com, our own Brian, the other Brian, hey Brian, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
I understand he has got a t-shirt over there that he helped design and is now on sale. Tell us a little bit about that.
He designed a red shirt for us. It's a red shirt. It's got a little design of a phaser hole on it. It says, I went on an away mission and all I got was this lousy red shirt.
That's totally awesome. Way to go, Brian. Yeah, I think it's a win-win for Brian and Brian. That is great stuff. As always, everybody, if you want to take advantage of a great deal over at YouBuyNow.com, use the Extra Life code and save 10% on your next order. Brian, thanks so much.
Sure thing. And they can also use that code at geekarmor.com.
Awesome. So they can buy that new red shirt thing, and they can get that For the Horde shirt I did, and lots of other cool stuff. They've got a Batman on there that's to die for, folks. So go over there and check it out. Extra Life is the code. Thanks again, Brian. We'll see you next week.
Sure.
And we're back. Thanks for joining us again. Again, we're here with Brian, Andrew, and Obsidian. Gentlemen, hello.
Oh, you were eating or what?
Okay.
What?
We must stump Andrew.
Okay, boys and girls, turn down the lights and gather around my feet as we try to stump Andrew.
Okay, here we go. So, Andrew, we have a stumper for you. You ready?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Here it comes.
I just stumped him anyway.
Hey, this is Seamus22, and I'm calling for Stump Andrew. The question is, what brand of toothpaste did Archie Cunningham from Happy Days prefer to use?
Okay. What brand?
Brill cream.
Happy Days?
What brand of Happy toothpaste? Days. You have to be a Happy Days geek, I guess, to get this.
I know Happy Days. I know what Happy Days is. Who's a Happy Days geek?
I am.
This is Seamus. It's obviously Seamus, really? 22, our favorite stoner on the show. So Andrew, do you have any idea?
No.
I love these ones.
Wait a minute.
Are you with me, Andrew?
When did Happy Days?
Are you with me here, Andrew?
So if you're not a Happy Days geek, you know what? The answer is worse than the question. I'm just going to play it. Listen to this crappy answer.
And the answer is the one that Chachi used right before he did. Thanks. Hope this is a good show.
Okay, it's the one that Chachi used right before he did. I don't
get
it.
Jeez.
That's an answer. Is that a gay joke?
I was thinking of a brand.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
He made that up. He had to make that up.
You can't make that up. Chachi was the one that was always brushing his teeth.
How can you make that up?
But
it's gold, Jerry.
Ralph's
gold.
Dead. But Ralph's dad was the dentist.
Oh, huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Brian, please, you're hurting me, man. Do we really need to know this crap?
When Ralph, that movie was supposed to take place in the 50s?
Yeah, 50s. 50s and late, or yeah. 50s, early 60s.
This was a show during the 70s based on a 50s type theme.
Yes, yeah. That's correct.
Yeah, I know. I know what Happy Days was.
Listen to us. This Happy Days was a program on television. It was a broadcast to people who watched it. I need to pause this real quick. Hang on one sec. Wait a minute. You're saying, no, Obsidian poses a good question. Since when do we answer questions about Happy Days? It's a good question.
Okay. I have a question that is geek related that has to do with Happy Days.
Okay.
What star on Happy Days went on to voice the character Eric in the Dungeons and Dragons animated series?
Oh, it was what's his name?
Potsy?
Potsy, wasn't it?
No, it was Ralph Malfoy.
Oh yeah, that's right, Ralph Malfoy. He has such an annoying voice.
Yeah. Didn't Potsy die in like a porn video accident or something?
He was
And wait,
the
there's
paladin.
More trivia for you. The the main paladin. What? I guess. Well, who was the main character? No, he was the one with
main
the.
The main character in the D&D cartoon was the barbarian, the little boy.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
More or
who
less.
Was who was the guy with the arrow?
That was an archer.
The archer. Yeah, I know what an archer is. It was an archer. Duh.
Who's the guy with the arrow?
He's got arrows.
That's a pretty safe
I'm an
bet.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He was a
anyway,
human.
The guy who voiced that was the guy who was also friends with Chachi in Charles in Charge, which goes.
Oh
back
yeah,
to
that's
Happy
right.
Days.
Oh, the
Willie
eight
Ames.
Is enough guy. The eight
Willie
is enough
Ames.
Guy. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And he was also with Charles and Chachi, or he was yeah. also with Chachi.
So you can't,
in,
you can't escape Happy Days.
That, and did you know
what was that movie where they would blink people's clothes off, and it was like rated R? It was like some, and they were in
oh,
it together.
Oh, I remember that movie.
Anyway, that they were in that together as well.
Do you remember what term?
Wasn't it Zap?
What?
Go ahead.
What? Hello?
No, wait a minute. Wasn't that Zapped, the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that Zapped. Was Zapped.
Yeah, with
Zapped.
Chachi. Yeah, where he projectile vomits. Yeah. That was great.
And the voice, get
dude,
this.
Zapped.
Speaking of tying everything into the D&D cartoon, the voice of the wizard guy, Presto, was Adam Rich, who was the little boy from Eight Is Enough.
Oh, my gosh. Dude,
right.
Stop it. This is
see, it all comes down to D&D.
Yeah.
Basically.
It all comes back to dies with 20 sides on them, dude. That's what it all comes down to. All right. Good times on that one.
That
thanks,
is true.
Thanks for the call. It's very interesting how that turned out. Okay. We need to talk about what?
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, apparently we need to talk about something Andrew just saw.
Wait a minute. In the D&D cartoon, the main bad guy was Venger.
Yeah.
who was voiced by Peter Cullen. Peter Cullen is the voice of Optimus Prime.
Oh, no. Sweet. No way. Now, is it true? I did hear that Peter Cullen has been approached as the voice of Optimus Prime in the film, but there's no confirmation he accepted.
I would hope so.
Oh, can you imagine anything else? What are they going to do? Like freaking Bruce Willis or some stupid idea like that?
And I didn't know this either. Peter Cullen also does a lot of voice work for Blizzard Entertainment.
Oh, yeah. He does?
Yeah, that's what it says.
I know that Worf, Michael Dorn, was the voice of the, what were the little walkers called in StarCraft?
I guess you don't really know this, then.
No,
you?
Hold on. They were called Goliaths. Goliath Online.
Yeah, that was Michael Dorn.
Roger that, TACOM or whatever, and they'd walk around, and I always thought, man, that's familiar, and that was Michael Dorn. That was Worf.
Hush. You're making it up.
What about this? What about this? What about this? And you can correct me here if I'm wrong. Andrew, who seems to know about stuff, unlike Scott.
Jeez. That hurts.
I've always...
What?
The guy that does the voice of Yoda. What's his name
again? Yeah.
Frank Oz. Is also Miss Piggy.
He's Grover,
sorry,
too.
You're lagging there.
Super Grover. Hello?
Try it again.
Did we lose him?
Of Yoda. Nope. Frank Oz.
Yeah,
Frank Oz Yoda.
I understand that when he was going to do the new movies, the new Star Wars movie, that he had actually forgotten how to do the voice.
Oh, really?
Mm. No, really. Really. Mm. What would happen if the guy that does Optimus Prime is like that, too? You know, like, okay, I'm here, I'm Optimus Prime, everybody loves me, and all of a sudden he's like, crap it, I forgot the voice.
Yeah, he goes, and he'll say,
oh, he doesn't
we need to do the right
Optimus
thing.
Roll out. Roll out.
Roll out.
Hoo-ha, I'm Optimus Prime, baby.
Hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha, dude. That's awesome. All right, Brian, it's almost your cue.
Yeah.
We need to talk about how are the graphics.
How were the graphics?
How were the graphics?
Okay, this week's how are the
graphics?
This week's How Are the Graphics is actually twofold. Brian, you had some thoughts on the new Nacho Libre movie. Tell us.
Yeah.
Tell the listening public, how were the graphics?
Nacho Libre did not have any graphics.
Oh.
It was a very low-budget film. It looked like a low-budget film, really, because it was all filmed in Mexico.
But I heard it was all...
Awesome.
I thought all the Mexicans were CGI. Is that not true?
Oh.
That is not true. All that is false.
No, they actually
now, on the other hand, what you just heard there was definitely CGI.
Oh, we often just pay the money and just put O into the show through CG.
He can't hear himself doing this, but he's so choppy. It's like it's almost better.
The only part that it was any special effects really on Nacho Libre was when at the very end where Jack Black comes off the ring and he goes flying across the room. They have him on some wires and stuff.
Yeah, and that was kind of cool.
That's about to the extent of their high-tech abilities.
Now, wait a minute. In the preview, I saw him got hit by a bull, and I swear he looked like a CGI dude getting
flipped
up.
That really happened.
Oh, really?
That really happened, yeah. Yeah.
It looked CGI. No,
it didn't really happen. I forgot about that. You're right.
Oh,
okay, I was wrong.
I heard about halfway through the movie, too, he has to fight a bunch of kids that went to music school, and then he also has to fight King Kong.
Yeah. No, wait, you forgot. The finale, though, is when he has to save Silverman. That's my favorite part.
Yep.
Yeah, that was my favorite part.
That's my favorite part.
No, it wasn't bad. Actually, the movie wasn't too bad. If you're looking for a movie that was as good as Napoleon Dynamite, keep looking.
Now,
it has its moments and it's really funny, but
it's not that great. So, yeah. Obsidian, do they show this movie where you are, or would that cause a riot?
Oh. It's an like Academy Award winner over there.
I think it's gonna take a while before it arrives here because I'll give you some news, Scott. Here in Colombia, we make fun of Mexicans too.
Oh, good.
That is great.
Awesome.
We don't make fun of Mexicans.
Mexicans?
Mexicans? Yeah, sure you don't.
Yeah, but you spell it Mesikans, which is nice. All right, so what else? Oh, yeah, you were going to talk about your zombie movie for this segment.
Yes,
tell us what's going on with that.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, it apparently they're working on a Resident Evil, like a fan film.
So not a sanctioned movie from Capcom or Hollywood. This is a fan movie.
It's kind of got like a semi look at from Capcom, and I guess if it does well, Capcom might, you know, put their official stamp on it.
Which means that Capcom basically said, okay, we won't sue you, go ahead.
Yeah.
But basically it's called Project Resident Evil. It's not a typical fan film. Basically, on a undisclosed Sunday in late July, they're going to be blocking off one of the main streets in downtown Sarasota to film, start filming and film the opening scene. If anyone wants to be a zombie, basically they've got professional makeup artists coming in and stuff like that. You can email your name, age, and a contact phone number to theevils@yahoo.com. That's theevils@yahoo.com. And also, if you live here in the area, this upcoming Saturday, June 24th, they're going to have open auditions for the main characters and supporting characters in the movie.
Yeah. And if you've ever been to Sarasota on a Sunday morning, you probably won't even realize they're filming.
No.
Because,
no. Yeah, it's like zombie town. But you know what? What makes me have a little pause is the fact that these guys have a Yahoo
won't
address.
You take me to Zombie Town.
So, if anything, I've been conversing with the writer and director, and I want to be a zombie.
Oh, dude, that'd be so awesome. So, we're going to keep close tabs on Andrew's progress in his film debut that may turn out to be his ultimate undoing.
Debut.
Yeah, notice none of us correct Scott, because we know he has a hard time, you know, pronouncing anything. So.
This is true.
Debut.
Now, just as a side note on how are the graphics, I didn't really go into it last week, but I did get the new Nintendo DS Lite. I did mention that last week.
Oh,
I just
cool.
want to report that after a week
oh,
of
yeah,
use...
Oh, yeah, you were whining about it.
I completely yeah. love this
one
thing.
One pixels did.
No, I got it fixed. I got a new one. The other one went back to Walmart. What's funny is we returned it to a Walmart who actually hadn't gotten their shipment in yet, so they were getting the broken DS before they got any new DSs ever. So they didn't even have a SKU for it. So they're like, we didn't sell this. We don't even have them. And my wife's like, one of your stores did, you dingleberry. And so the greeter just said, hello and welcome to Walmart. I'm old as hell.
Oh. Notice Scott emphasizes how most of the greeters are over the age of 80.
Indeed.
Yeah, yeah. Not long now, Scott.
Yeah, not long anymore. Yeah. Hey, we got a somebody wished us Happy Father's Day. And here it is. Check this out.
Scott and the rest of the gang, how's it going? Hopefully everybody's doing well. Well, I just wanted to call and wish Scott and Brian a happy Father's Day. Hope you guys are having a good one. All right, you guys take care. This is Rob for Havoc from Homestead, Florida, home of the nation. All right, guys, take it easy.
What was that? This is how the graphics at the end. He was speaking, obviously, okay. through a speak and spell, which I really liked.
Oh.
But that was nice.
And let's not forget Andrew. He's also a one of those ready mixed dads, you know, just add dad.
Add dad.
Just
boom.
Add dad. Oh, even O laughs on that.
That's
one.
Horrible.
DNA can be fun. So, yeah. So, happy Father's Day to everybody else out there. Obviously, that was last Sunday, but I had a good time. They fixed up my bike.
Yeah.
My kids did. They went and paid to have my mountain bike all fixed up. So,
your bike.
Oh, I thought you were going to say.
I was thinking Harley.
Yeah, I was going to, like, Scott. I can't see Scott on the hog.
No, it's one of those girl Schwinn bikes with a little low bar.
They fixed up Scott's bike.
Little tassels on it.
Yeah, dude. Ring, ring, ring.
Got a basket on the front.
That's wrong.
Actually, my theory is that my theory is that Scott rides a tricycle.
It's a big wheel, dude.
One of those big wheels.
He's got a big.
They let him ride around the block.
All right, let me find this out. We want to ask our listeners: Has anybody ever heard of the Green Machine Big Wheel? Do you guys remember this thing?
Handbrake.
Oh,
yeah.
I loved that thing when I was a kid.
It had a two-hand brake, so didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It was awesome. Love that thing.
You could, like, you could really pick up speed in that sucker and then pull that handbrake.
That thing rocked.
Nothing like plastic to asphalt traction, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Which, ironically, you can do the same thing in a car.
Yeah.
So.
By the way, I heard asphalt. Asphalt is a bum disease. Just kidding.
It's a bum disease.
All right. So let's move on to our crappy movie of the week. I swore this week I would not forget it.
Apparently can still buy those, Scott.
What?
The green machines.
Oh.
They just don't make them in your size anymore, Scott.
They're on Amazon.com.
I thought you meant I could buy crappy movies of the week. I was a little confused there. So last week we had a crappy in the movie.
Unless
the
they sell one of those tricycles at what is that store for very large people that sell clothes for very large people?
Big and tall.
Big and tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You sound like
gotta go buy one there.
Is it me or did Obsidian just sound like an autistic kid in the back of the room just now?
Oh, I like candy.
All right. So let's do our crappy movie of the week.
It's time for Extra Life Radio's Crappy Movie of the Week.
All right, Crappy Movie of the Week, number...
I'm wondering
number
how
one.
Soon it is before 20th Century Fox comes after all of us.
And sues us. Yeah. Sues us to the ground. Let's hope that doesn't happen.
I thought that was a theme to the Peanuts.
Now, Brian or Andrew, you remember the title of this film, correct?
Yes, what 1980.
What's it called?
Hawk the Slayer.
Hawk the Slayer, everyone. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. You know what? Before we do the clips, Polymorphosizomelopoly.
Polychronopolis.
Polychronopolis, if you're listening to the show, I owned you in Graw the other night. Just wanted to make mention. Sorry, I had on my notes, almost forgot to mention it. Take my bullet to the beak.
What do we have here now? Is this like a Brokeback ELR moment?
It's something like that. No, I kept killing him.
Okay.
It was great. He killed me a few times.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, okay. So back.
No details, Scott. No details.
All right, back to the movie. So tell us a little bit about the plot, Andrew. What do we have in this fine film?
Here's the basic plot. Hawk, having suffered of watching both his father and fiance die at the hands of his brother's named Voltan. Wasn't that the name of the little fortune-telling robot in the movie Big?
Voltan?
Might have been.
Actually, I think you're right.
No. That was...
Voltan, wasn't it? Not Voltan.
No, it was something with Z.
Zoltan. Zoltan.
Yeah, Zoltan.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a cousin.
Yeah, it could have been.
Basically.
Well, maybe Voltan is Voltron's brother.
Yeah, it could be. And Cheops is about to get his A kicked. But anyway, that's a different story. So, go ahead. Who used to always want the burgers in that cartoon, by the way? What was his name? In Voltron.
Wimpy,
dude. That's my Bluto. That's my Bluto.
That's all he did in the cartoons.
It wasn't like a vampire, dude. It was freaking Bluto.
Jeep.
Oh my
gosh.
Your
car is named after a cartoon from the 30s there. Oh.
Yep, that's true. Jeep.
That's true.
Anyway, so sorry. Go back. Where were we? I can't remember the name of the fat guy that eats burgers, so go on.
Jack Palance is in the movie. He plays Voltan.
Doing one-arm push-ups.
And Hawk is played by John Terry, who is mostly known now as the dad of Jack Shepard in Lost.
Oh, yeah. Really? I like that guy. Really? Yes. That's him?
Yep.
Oh, nice
that's
research.
Hawk.
Nice research. So he's a little older now.
People tend to do that, Scott.
Yeah. What was I going to just say? I had something
to
say.
The biggest, the most pathetic
lost human grid.
Shot in the movie is there's a part where this spell gets cast. And when the spell gets cast, they're in like a tavern. The tavern doors kick open. And it's supposed to be a storm of whirling fireballs from what the dialogue from the actors say, but all it is ping pong balls painted with fluorescent paint.
Neat.
So all you see is all these glowing ping pong balls bouncing around the inside of this tavern.
That's awesome.
That's funny.
That's money in the bank, if you ask me.
What looks like fire?
Yeah, well, here's a clip about wasting time. Let's play this one.
Oh, God. I do believe my impetuous friend is challenging you.
He wastes his time and mine.
Okay, I don't know what he shot, but that sounded great.
That was Ray Charlson, Charles.
Ray Charles. You would say Ray Charles.
It's not Ray Charles. Ray Charlson, he plays...
Georgia.
He plays this elf in the movie.
He plays an elf?
Thanks a lot. I can't get Ray Charles out of my head now. That's great.
Yeah, no.
Him, every time I think of Ray Charles, I think of Sammy Davis Jr. I have no reason to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know where that comes
man.
From. I don't know why. Listen here, Barry. This is cool and great stuff. That's terrible. All right, here's Jack Palance and one of his lines.
Dear brother,
I think you and your friends can be persuaded to tell me.
I'd hate
thing, that sounded alley. Quite disturbing.
The thing I always remember him for is the whole Ripley's believe it or not.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
I'm not. Dean Cain will someday hold my position on this show. Didn't he take his place?
You ever think about this? Maybe Dean Cain was killed and they took his head off and they replaced his brain with Jack Palance's brain. So technically, it's the same person doing the show now.
Believe it or not.
Well, that explains the goatee.
Or don't.
Yeah, believe it or don't.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. So I have a question about that. Is Jack Palance dead? Or does he still walk the earth?
I'm
upright?
Always thinking he's dead, but I think he's still alive.
Okay.
He's still, I think he's still dead. Alive. He was born in 1919.
He needs to, oh my gosh, dude.
That was the same year that Snuffy Smith started premiering in the newspapers.
Okay, so he's alive, but nobody can touch him because he'll just turn to freaking dust. That's terrible. So
he'll crumble.
I think he's alive and well because he feeds on the flesh of the living.
Yes, and he needs to do City Slickers 3. We're all waiting for that.
Oh, anxiously. No. Oh,
was that a Twilight Zone episode where the guy was too stubborn to die?
Yes.
And so
I remember that.
Died and he parts kept falling off of him.
Yeah.
Like when
old one.
And he sneezed a spaghetti.
No, that wasn't Twilight Zone. That was Tales of the Dark Side.
That's it. Tales from the Dark
it
Side.
It was?
Yes.
Oh, is that the one they had on HBO where they showed boobies?
Okay, Scott, you know what, Scott?
What are you, 11?
Scott used the phrase boobies and just lost more street cred.
I can't remember. All right, we got one last clip.
You know what? I just love that phrase. Is that the one on HBO where they showed boobies?
Well, you know what? It's kind awesome? Of a, it's
that
a stupid it's a stupid question
for
because
Sebastian.
Yeah, because it's a stupid question because you could rather ask the question: isn't HBO the channel where they show boobies? Because everything on that channel shows boobies. Anyway, let's listen to our last.
Well, Scott, you want to know something worse than HBO?
Yes.
For you to watch when you're alone.
Sure.
When Kim isn't watching,
yes.
Watch Cinemax.
Yes, Skinemax.
Skinemax. Yeah, we call that Skinemax out here. We actually don't get Skinemax, but I hear it's quite a good time. All right, so we have the last file. This is something about a messenger. I can't remember anything, so here it is.
I am no messenger. But I will give you a message. The message of death!
Did you hear that? The message of death.
Yes. Funny.
That classic line.
I love he's all buyable when he's like, I am no messenger, but I will give you a message.
A message of death. Let's go. Whee!
All right. Well, that pretty much does it, you guys. My gosh. And Basidian feels like he just got here, dude.
Done.
Hello?
I did just. I did just get here.
Yes, that's true. You did.
By way of a banana boat.
And now you're gone. This has been Extra Life Radio. And thanks to everybody, especially Obsidian, Brian, and Andrew, as always. And thank you, the listeners. I always say it, but you guys are awesome. Without you guys, we suck. And we don't want to suck. We're not all about the suck. If you'd like to be part of our future programs, which could be as soon as next week for show number 95, you can call us on the crap line, 206-203-CRAP. And by the way, I'm playing some more crap calls at the end of the show. Wasn't time to play it on the show, and we're doing this more and more because we're getting so many. I had to go through like 50-something overall in the week and 35 alone today. So good times were had by me. You can also email us at what the crap's our email? myextralife@gmail.com. And everything else you might need to know, including our message boards, blog, the comic that shows up 3 times a week, and all the other details on archives and such, you can find at myextralife.com. We'll see everyone next week for show number 95. Take care.
Previously on Extra Life Radio.
It's like Obsidian correcting English today.
No. It's turned ugly early.
So Scott, to me, is like a Ken doll.
So, I'm in the shower.
And every 5 seconds, I was going like, huh?
Let's get on with it.
Yeah.
I'm an American. I have short attention span. Let's do this thing.
There are piles of rubble that perform better. So come on, people. Throw me a bone here.
Ding dong, huh?
I've got no idea.
I'm just saying stuff to confuse you. Exploding androgynous men. That's your motto.
Dean Cain is in the future.
That'll be one Square Enix from you, boy.
I like the graphics.
On the hill one day, he had the thing and the deal and the stuff. Whatever.
Hey, this is Coulter. I've been a listener for a while now, and I'm calling in to comment about the Colombians at Cedar Point that got brought up in the last show. I actually live pretty close to Cedar Point, and I've been there quite a few times. One of the things at Cedar Point is they have something, I don't know, like they have some kind of program there where they like bring people, like they have a bunch of people from foreign countries that are working like the concession stands and stuff like that. They have name tags, and on all the name tags, along with their name, it tells what country they're from. So that could be how the caller from the last show knew that there were Colombians. So I'm thinking that's probably it. I don't know. If he was talking about just people that were walking around riding rides, then I don't know. But keep up good work, and I hope that was helpful.
Hey, Scott, this is Kevin from Ohio. Last week or the week before, Owen talked about going to Cedar Point, and he made some derogatory comments, and I just wanted to defend Cedar Point. And all I want to say is, you know, it's not like Walt Disney World. It's not like Disneyland. It's not a kid's park. You got to be 48 inches to ride the rides. There are 12 roller coasters there. It's an adrenaline rush. Where else can you go in the world where you can ride the Millennium Force, a 310-foot roller coaster where you get to the top in 30 seconds? You drop down an 89-degree incline, reaching a maximum speed of 93 miles an hour, where you're shot through the rest of the ride in 3.5 minutes. It's the best ride you're going to be on. Where else can you get on a ride and be shot 100 miles an hour, go straight up a 90-degree incline, 425 feet in the air, twist around and be shot back down to the ground, 15 seconds where you wait 3 hours to get in the line? Well, that's Cedar Point. It's an adrenaline rush. It's better than anything you got in Utah. Anyway, just wanted to defend Cedar Point, so look forward to listening to the show tonight. Bye.
So, Scott, it's Dustin, and I'm listening to your new podcast, and I hear you talking about Alanis Morissette's song, Ironic, and making fun of it because there are no actual ironies in the song, when in fact, couldn't it be possible that it was purposely written to be an irony, that none of the ironies she says are ironic? Think about that.
Hey guys, this is Corey from Detroit. I had a quick question for you, but first I wanted to tell you that I found your show about a month ago, and I've gone through all the old episodes. I love the show. You guys actually make me feel like there's other people in the world like me, because where I live, there aren't a whole lot of geeks. It's mostly rednecks. So, anyways, my question was for Andrew, not really a stumper, more of a question, but with the glut of comic book and cartoon movies that are set to come out within the next 3 years, I was wondering if you guys had some favorites that you were most looking forward to, maybe some rumors that you heard that were coming. I actually heard there was supposed to be a Ghost Rider movie, but maybe you can verify that for me, since I can't seem to find anything that doesn't exist in the rumor mill. So, or if there's any others out there that you guys are looking forward to coming out. I look forward to hearing it, and keep up the great show. I really love it.
Hey, Extra Life, this is Jared from Miami. Another Transformer update. And a clarification, Godfrey sounds a lot like Starscream. Also, watching TV, G4, there was a whole thing on the Transformers. Supposedly, the script has been leaked out, and they mentioned that there's going to be an Xbox 360, a plasma TV screen, and an iPod that are supposed to actually transform into Transformers during the movie. So, no, if it's true, that's all. On a news piece. All right, enjoy the show. Can't wait till next week.
Hey guys, it's Brennan. I just had to let you guys know this news article I just came across, and Obsidian, this is your free chance to get a free poke at Scott. This guy in Utah was in a high-speed chase, and it ended abruptly because his dog decided to bite him in the face. The guy had his dog with him in the vehicle, and it was on a kind of a windy road. And I guess the pit bull got pretty upset that its face kept smashing off the window and whatnot. So it bit the guy in the face, and he was promptly pulled over. He was nailed for suspicion of supplying fake information to the police, receiving possession of stolen property, and theft. The dog's in a local animal shelter right now, but I hope the police pick him up, because if you ask me, Rin Tin Tin is not dead. So have a good one, guys. Bye. Hey, guys. This is Brennan, the guy that's getting Obsidian in the Wii. Trying to get a
response back from the city in the email seems to be pretty difficult. He asked me if I wanted to, you know, if I wanted to appear on his comic as, you know, the guy that gave Obsidian the Wii, or if it was going to be just like a special guest appearance with me looking like him. And I've been trying to tell him, you know, like, hey, just let me know how you want to do it. You know, this is your comic. If, you know, you kind of take the spin on it. Just wanted to say, I went and saw X-Men 3. I liked it. I never really read the comic, so, you know, I don't really have much to compare it to. I know it was definitely not close, but I thought it was a pretty cool movie. Still getting really excited about the Wii. Love getting the news from Nintendo about the DS Lite being a future controller for it, so that's pretty cool. So, looking forward to the show tonight, guys. I don't even know if this is going to make it on tonight's show, but, you know, tonight being the 13th. So, have a good one, guys. Bye.
Chad, this is Ice Snake. I'm sure you're tired of hearing from me by now. Listening to you talk about your demented friend, Andrew, not the one in Florida, and him referring to Revolver Ocelot as six-shooter Yosemite. Sorry he can't pronounce Yosemite, but he's thinking of Yosemite Sam from the Looney Tunes cartoons, the one that was always chasing Bugs Bunny. I don't understand how you can fail to make the connection. Have a good one.
Hello, Scott and the gang at Extra Life Radio. This is your friend Rico from the Treks in Sci-Fi podcast. Hey, I wanted to ask all of you this week, if you could have any job in the world, what job would you like to have? I kind of have an idea. I figure, of course, Andrew would be working at Lowe's. Let's see, Brian would be herding cows on a ranch somewhere out west. Obsidian, of course, would be circling the globe as a ninja working for the Colombian government. And Scott, of course, would be working in Hollywood on some cool graphics for some Hollywood big budget movie. But I want to get you guys' take on your dream job. Just thought it would be kind of cool to talk about. Thanks for the great shows, guys. I'll talk to you again soon.
Tripod Network, what's on?